हरे कृष्ण माता इधर मैं।
Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic, A Devotee Never Aspires to Material Happiness. This is a topic for today, but the verses that are covering this topic is 6th Canto, 18th Chapter, 75 and 78 verse. Before we hand over the call, I request Balabhadra Kripa Prabhu take over from here and give a brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Balabhadra Kripa Prabhu, over to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanava Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Very beautiful topic today from our very dear speaker, His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. He's a disciple of His Holiness Radharanath Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 20 years. Prabhuji has studied B.Tech from NIT Trichy. Prabhu has worked as a senior manager in Tata Motors Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He's a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice Organization. And he's also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. And Prabhuji, of course, preaches in all these languages. His degrees include Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC, and Teacher's Training Course. Prabhuji has a beautiful program going on TV, Dear Devotees. It's called Seedhi Baat Prabhuji Ke Saath. It's in Hindi. If somebody's interested, please do join that program to search it on YouTube. And Prabhuji would like to see the devotees with the videos on if possible, if the circumstances allow. So, Hare Krishna. Over to you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, for the sweet introduction. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the beautiful topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Balabhadra Kripa Prabhu, you need to make an announcement.
We already made that, Prabhuji.
Achha, but I don't see result.
Maybe you have to make it, Prabhu. Then the result might be double.
Prabhuji, your announcements have more, you know, power than
Kripa
me.
Prabhu is more merciful than me. You will get more Kripa if you follow his instruction.
No, Prabhu. Completely opposite. We follow
you. Prabhu has to speak. Then open the video. Otherwise, Prabhu will not start the speech. Like that one announcement. If anybody want to listen to Prabhu, they should open the video.
Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu is very merciful. So he has made the announcement on our behalf. So requesting all the wonderful devotees to kindly turn on the videos so that I feel inspired to discuss on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody, please. We'll start with prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुताः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गोर्पिसे नमः ఈ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపీశ గోపికాంత రాధాకాంతను మోస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధోవ్యయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. డియర్ డివోటీస్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ ఇమెన్స్ జాయ్ టు బి విత్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ హియర్ టు సర్వ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ బై డిస్కసింగ్ ది టాపిక్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. So we are discussing a very, very special chapter, which has a very thrilling name. And the name is, yes, Diti vows to kill Indra. Diti vows to kill Indra. Mother is killing her child. Yes, in one sense, Diti is the stepmother of Indra, or we can even call her the aunt of Indra. Both the cases. So aunt and stepmother is as good as mother in Shastra. The seven types of mother: Atma Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Raja Patnika, Denur Dhatri, Tata Prithvi, Saptaita Matra Smritaha. The seven types of mother. So Atma Mata includes even the stepmothers. They are all one's mothers. So mother is trying to kill her own child. It's like that. So what happens is, in the discussion of the daughters of Daksha, I'm just giving a quick overview of the chapter, those of you who are not acquainted with the chapter. Meanwhile, other devotees can take a figure out from Google how to turn on your videos. Google tells very nicely how to turn on, especially that button, how to press and turn on videos. Is my voice okay?
Your voice is very clear, Prabhuji, and the last message was very wonderful. So, thank you. Okay. I'm Googling it, Prabhu.
No, you don't have to. You are transcendental sage who has already applied the instruction. Others need to. Okay. So, while the daughters of Daksha were being described, after a long Vritrasur Chitraketu conversation, and that is when there is a discussion of Maruts. So Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know that Maruts, they are from Daitya Vamsha. How can these fellows become demigods? And how can I understand this? How can somebody in Diti's Vamsha, who are passionate fellows, how can they end up becoming demigods? How can they become demigods? No, I'm not able to understand. Please explain. Then Shukadeva Goswami tells about Diti's faithful service to Kashyapa. She serves very, very faithfully, but her inner intent behind the service is, oh, I'm going to get a son from this person who can kill Indra. Because Indra is that rascal who is responsible for my sons being killed, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So then after that, as when Kashyapuni is pleased with Diti's service, then Diti takes advantage of situation and makes her demand that I want a son now. You're supposed to give me a son who can kill Indra. And then Kashyapuni, alas, alas, he reflects on the nature of woman. Yes, nature of woman, he reflects. How I have been cheated second time. Yes, I'm a fool, he says. Once, I think this is the section that I got in the last class. And that's my favorite section. I would have been happy if I had got another verse from this section only. So I told Mataji, please don't be sad. This woman means mind for all of us. The mind is the asati. Today, even today morning, I was giving a class. There I was mentioning about two types of asati. The mind becomes asati, unchaste. And even the jiva, the tongue has a tendency to become asati when it speaks prajalpa or Krishna itara. Krishna unconscious topics. And that is why Maitri Rishi, what he says? Tathapi kirtayam yanga yathamati tatashrutam kirtim harem swam tatkartum giram anya bhidasatim. Let me do kirtan. Let me do gunagan. Let me do speak the wonderful pastimes and glories of Hari. For if I don't do this, giram anyabhidasatim, my tongue, my words will become unchaste. Yes, we can become unchaste. Actually, Krishna is our pati. We should have rati for Krishna. Our gati should be Krishna. Our mati should be in Krishna. And our pati is Krishna. Rati, yes, gati, mati, and pati. Gati is goal. Our goal should be Krishna. That's why we do bhakti. Rati is attractions. Our attraction should be for Krishna. Wherever we go, we should look for Krishna. Just like How many of you, now I can see many mothers and fathers here, how many of you go to pick up your children from school? Is that practice there? Okay, I think only Vinita Gandharika Matiji, okay, will Balbhadra Kripa Prabhu. Others also will plan to go from now on. Vishwanath Prabhu is telling, I'll also go Prabhuji henceforth. Indulekha Karuna Mataji, you all go to pick up. And when the school is over, there are so many kids who are coming, right? You see, many, many kids are going. But where is the mind of the mother and father? Where is my kid? You are just focused on your kid. There are so many kids, right? But your focus is, where is my kid? Where is my kid? Where is my kid? Similarly, a devotee's rati for Krishna means you do, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This material world is full of all nonsensical things. But rati means we should be focused on where is Krishna. And mati should be in Krishna means our intelligence should be constantly contemplating on how to serve Krishna in the given situation. And then one should accept in heart of hearts that actually Krishna pati. Krishna is our pati, husband. Correct? So pati is Krishna, and engaging any of the senses in anything else is unchastity. That is asati. So that is mentioned. All right. Then Kashyap Muni finally understands that I need to trick this lady. So I'll do something. So he instructs her in a practice which is called as Pumsavana Vrata. And he explains her very thoroughly what is this Pumsavana Vrata. And one good thing about Diti is that she very, very honestly and sincerely follows this Vrata. That is her qualification. She follows the instructions of her husband or guru very, very faithfully. And because of that faithful practice, what happens is she becomes powerful. Her kids become devotees, although Indra tries to kill them by cutting the womb into 7 pieces. But the 7 become, again, they revived as children. Then 7 into 7, 49 Maruts, and they finally say, brother, why are you killing us? We are all Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandot Pranam. Why are you killing us? We are all devotees. We also chant Hare Krishna. We also attend Bhakti Sanjapa classes. Please, we are all Vaishnavas. Don't kill us. We are all same team, right? Same party. We are not opposite party. Then Indra is amazed. Correct? He's thoroughly amazed. And then even Diti is amazed. I only had one son. I got 49. What is this? I got a wholesale offer, bumper offer. Last time twins I had got. Two of them. She had experience of giving birth to multiple children. Twins. Right? Anyone has twins here? Judua? Okay. You don't. You have seen twins. You don't have twins. No problem. So, there are mothers who give birth to 2 babies. But 49, my God, that's world record. Yes, the highest world record I've seen, of course, a she-dog gives birth to puppies like that. But the world record I had seen was about 12 to 13, I guess. Yeah, kids together. It's there. But Diti sets the world record, 49. Of course, Gandhari threw her womb. Because of throwing the womb, the embryo broke into 100 pieces. And that's why she had 100. So she gets the award later on. But as of now, it is the holder is Diti for 49 Maruts together, alive. And she was shocked. She demanded explanation. What is this? And then Indra came and reveals his intention. And then he glorifies the process of bhakti. So I've been given the section of 75 to 78. So I'll be concluding the chapter for all of us. But here, you see the last verse is also very amazing. The last verse is Aradhanam Bhagavata Ihamana Nirashisha Yetune Chanti Apiparam Teswartha Kushala Smritaha. He explains that those who worship the Supreme Lord without any material motivation, including liberation, are the best people. They are the best. There is nobody better than these people. Aradhananam Bhagavata. First of all, even Shiva says Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. We are the best people. Everyone has to do aradhana. Now you may say, I am atheist. Oh, you are atheist. Then you do aradhana of your boss. Correct? You are trying to flatter and adulate your boss. He says, I don't have boss. I have my business. Achha. Then you are doing aradhana of your wife. So I am not married. Okay. Then you are doing aradhana of your dog or cat. We have to do aradhana of somebody in this world. Correct? Aradhana means to fondle, serve, to worship. So be a servant of somebody. You have to serve somebody in this world. We cannot be without service. And ultimately, if somebody is not serving anything, well, you're serving your own mind and senses. What about that? So serving your own mind and senses, but actually the mind and senses belong to Krishna. So indirectly you're serving Krishna. So rather than serving Krishna indirectly, serve directly. That is intelligence. A fool serves Krishna indirectly, Prabhupada says. A fool serves Krishna by serving Maya. Why to do such indirect service? Nonsense. Serve directly. Correct? Okay, so today's shloka. Now, I'll give an intro. So, I really have prepared something for today's class. So, I'll need all of your blessings by turning on video. I'll be very enthusiastic. Normally, I don't prepare. I just see the words some 15-20 minutes before. And I say, okay, I'll try to speak some. I'll manage. Today, I did some preparation. So, requesting you all to please participate. Okay, I want a participation from all of you. Okay, and how you'll participate is by typing. No turning on mic. It takes a lot of time. You know, so please type in the chat. We will definitely take. Okay, so let's begin. So my question to all of you. Okay, that now Indra is given who is the highest. Now, what is the easiest way to understand a person? Now you want to understand a person, right? Any person, a random person. How? What is the what question will you ask the person to understand the person? Well, you may say, what is your name? What do you do? Oh, that's all fine. That's knowing the person. But understanding the person. Now, you are, see, our ISKCON movement means movement of all preachers. Prabhupada wanted each and every one of us to preach. We can't preach to 10,000 people, at least preach to one person. Make one person devotee per year. We have to do that. Because we have got bhakti from Prabhupada, we have to do. Okay, whom do you worship? Shukrakara Krishna Prabhu. Nice. Do you, first of all, do you worship? That's obviously you worship somebody. So, whom do you worship? Nice question. Anyone else? You have to worship somebody. So who do you worship? Is it Cristiano Ronaldo? Selena Gomez? I've got these names from all of you only. I didn't know these personalities. Bhakti Sangh Japa introduced me to these two personalities. They're the top two contenders for Instagram views. Okay, listen to them carefully. But what will you ask? How many rounds do you chant? Oh my God! The person will ask how many. If he's a boxer, he'll ask how many rounds? Yes, round one, fight. For them, that is a round. There is no for them, world is round. Listen to, okay, what is your daily routine? Okay, you can ask their lifestyle, very nice. How did you come to ISKCON temple? Oh, this person is not in ISKCON temple. You're meeting him on the road. Then, do you go to temple? Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you for your good responses. But I will ask this person, what is your goal? This is the best way to understand a person. You really want to understand someone, ask what is your goal in life? I'm not asking you what is the goal. I'm asking you what is, there is a goal in life and there's a goal of life. Somebody says, my goal is to be engineer. My goal is to be doctor. My goal is to be IT professional and make coding. I'm a coder. Somebody will say, I'll be tester. Somebody says, I'll be developer. That's all fine. But that is goal in life. But what is the goal of your life? Yes. What is the goal of your life? This is a deep question that will definitely enable you to understand what is the quality of that person. Yes. What is the goal of your life? Even what we do is when we go for a preaching in colleges and universities, after giving a program, we give a form. We distribute forms. We call it type forms. Test your personality equivalent. Type forms. We distribute. And there we have some questions just to test the basic math and all that logic and aptitude. But mainly we ignore all that. We go to three questions we ask. Number one, what's the goal of your life? The second question that we ask is, if you're made the president or prime minister of a country, what are you going to do for your people? Because through that, we can understand the personality, actually. Number three, give them power, give them money. You got $100 billion. Well, how are you going to spend it? And trust me, in India, you get people who say, I'll build a temple for God. And those are the people we directly approach. And we say, please, welcome to our team. We need such people who can build temples. Right? So we ask such questions and we get to know. So now in the verse number 75, what is the highest goal that is going to be described? So let's all read. If who is the moderator of the forum? Is it Her Grace Induleka Karuna Mataji? I have a request.
Yes.
That I will not be wanting to share the screen. Can you do that for me?
Yes, yes.
But I can focus on my speech because I've made some notes. I want to see there. I want to focus my teaching. So if you can do that for as a service to our others, it'd be very nice. And others, please do participate. So I'll read this shloka.
Aradhyatma pradam devam swatmanam jagadishwaram kovrinita gunasparsham buddhahasyan narakepisyat.
Can someone read the translation, please? Yes, Karpa Gavali Mataji. I'll unmute you.
Prabhuji, Prabhupada KJ, the ultimate goal of all ambitions
is to become a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If an intelligent man serves the most dear Lord, who gives himself to his devotees, how can he deserve material happiness, which is available even in hell?
Yes, thank so you. This talks about Indra's telling very can clearly what is the ultimate goal. Aradhya Atma Pradam Devam. Oh, here is a Lord. If you worship him, he gives himself to you. Yes, Atma Pradam. So whenever I am discussing, we'll switch off the screen. Now we are reading, we will keep it on. Otherwise, we'll thank you. Yes. So Atma Pradam Devam, he is willing to give himself to us. Yes. Is there any person who will give themselves to somebody? No, we can offer some service for some part of time. For contract basis, we can offer something. Yes, we can offer something on a contract basis. We can offer something on an hourly basis. We can offer something on a project basis till the project is complete. But here we have a Lord who is willing to give himself to us for eternity. And he's waiting for that. Such a sweet Lord. Atma Pradhan Devam. So please worship such a Lord. That's what Indra is saying. He's very eager. What is Krishna's desire? Krishna's desire is he wants to give himself to us. Atma Pradam Devam. What a beautiful verse. Swa Atmanam Jagad Ishwaram. Oh. And he is the most dear to the soul. Actually, the soul is looking for Krishna. Have you seen George Harrison's writing on Krishna book? How many of you read Krishna book's first page? Now, normally what happens is we read the book from the first chapter. No, we should never do that. We should read Prabhupada books cover to cover. In that, George Harrison Prabhu, I need to address him as Prabhu because he's such an amazing Vaishnava. Prabhupada, while departing, he gave his ring to give it to George Harrison. So how dear was George Harrison to Prabhupada's heart? Because he did so much for his con. Right? So George Harrison Prabhu writes that ultimately, if you see, everybody is looking for Krishna only. Everyone is looking for Krishna actually in life, but they do not know it. They don't know it. Swatmanam Jagadishwaram. Although he's Jagadishwar, he's Swatmanam. He is the most dear to the soul. Soul is actually looking for Krishna. It will be such a... sometimes we watch in movies. Of course, don't watch now. You must be watching in the past. There is... we see in Bollywood or Hollywood, I don't know much. So Bollywood and the Indian movies. There is a boy and there's a girl who loves him very dearly. But he's not aware of the love. And she's willing to do anything for the boy. But he's not aware. That's the most unfortunate position. And every viewer, right? Every viewer is aspiring, who's watching the movie, come on, please understand, the girl loves you so much. Please, she will do anything for you. You have a person like this in your life. Please understand that. That's what everyone is praying. So similarly, there is a personality who loves us the most, but we are not aware of. That's why Bhagavatam and Shastras repeatedly tell us, repeatedly. Everybody is looking for Krishna. Some don't realize that, but they are. Thank you. These are the exact statements of George Harrison Prabhu. Amazing. So that's a note that he has written. It's fact. Good, amazing realization. Because of serving Prabhupada, he's got brilliant realization. Correct? So, Kovrinita Gunasparsham Buddhasyam Narake Api. Who is that fool who will choose products of this material world? Gunasparsham means the products of Maya. What are products of Maya? Products of Maya means they have beautiful packaging. They have beautiful advertisement. But when you open that, you're going to get only misery and suffering. They are called products of Maya. Nothing is going to work out. Have you ever been to any hotel? Now, this is before coming to Krishna consciousness. Some fancy hotels. Yes. I was there once in my college days. Very amazing, posh place. Looks grand. Amazing furniture. Wonderful music going on, right? There are wonderful people who come to serve you. They talk very nicely, correct? You see the menu card? The menu card looks so very... What all names? You can't even pronounce those names. And usually there's a tendency, the names that you cannot pronounce, right? You want that dish. So what do you like to have? And we are not able to pronounce that dish. What is this? Last time I told about Tikka Tikka Fuba. Yes, I told that dish. So some kind of dish like that. And you order it. You eat, there's no taste. Horrible. Pathetic. It's something like $100, but the serving is only very little. This is Maya's product. You pay a lot, There's a lot of advertisement, there's a lot of show about it, but in the end, when the product comes, it is very little and there's no taste. Hare Krishna, evam nrinam chulla sukhaya dukkham mahad gatanam viramaya tasya. Yes, akka tika mika prabhu. I'll tell you later. We'll meet in Calgary, that time I'll tell you the right pronunciation. So Balabhadra Kripa Prabhu is inventing new dishes in the class, Bhagavatam class. Okay, Buddhasyan Naraki. So intelligent person should understand that sense gratification is available even in hell. The dogs, hogs, and pigs. Don't ask for. Same like Rishabh Dev. Naham Deho Dehva Jana Loke Kashtan Kama Nahrate Vidbujande. Tapudignyam Putraka in a Satman Chudye Jasma Brahma Saukyam. You travel a long distance, you go, you take an entry ticket and get into a hotel. Everything is grand, but there is absolutely no taste and satisfaction for heart. These are products of Maya. Don't go there. Rather come to ISKCON temple, where there will be wonderful Vaishnavas with Tilak, Dhoti Kurta, Kanti Mala, Sadi. They will be serving you pure Krishna Prasad, hot, hot. You eat that, your tongue, your belly, your heart, and your soul, everybody will be satisfied. So we should aspire for such products. So that product is Krishna product, who is willing to give himself to us. Right? Purport by His Divine Grace, I'll be reading the purport and we'll be pausing at certain times so it can be shown. Purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. An intelligent man will never aspire to become a devotee to achieve material happiness. This is a test of a devotee. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatam bhakti rahai tuki tvai. This is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Leela, 20th chapter, Shloka number 29, Shikshashtakam, 4th verse. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. I wish to comment on this. Now I'm talking about very initial stages. Why did you all come to Krishna Conscious Movement? Why did you come in touch with Krishna Consciousness? All of you can type. I would like to read your interesting answers. Was feeling incompleteness in life. Yes, something was incomplete, feeling shallow in my life. I want some kind of completeness. Okay, that's nice. Okay, prasadam. I wanted something tasty to eat. These guys were giving it, so I came with to get peace of mind. I was not feeling peaceful in this world. I was feeling very, very morose. I wanted peace. I was disturbed. Oh, philosophy. Very attractive. Mind was troubling me so much. Prabhuji, for mental reasons I came. Okay, I came to feel happiness. I saw these people are happy and they're genuinely happy. They're not faking it. And that's why I came. Srila Prabhupada books and beautiful deities. Wow, they were a very attractive philosophy and Prabhupada books. My friend introduced me to temple and I liked the lecture. We're just going for prasadam. Then got attracted. So most of them, prasad is more attractive. Okay, I was very inquisitive, wanted answers to my question and I got. Very good, very good. Why are we on earth? Back to God and feeling separation. Separation. Wow, viraha. You already have viraha prem. Deities are gorgeous to liberate the soul. Okay, to see something very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. So most of them, if you see, they come in the category of what? Ultimately what Krishna says, Chaturvida bhajante maam jana sukriti no arjuna. So I could see all four kinds of people here. If you classify them, there's artho. Artho is pain, back pain, neck pain, mind pain, chest pain, all varieties of pain. The pain, they came. Jignyasu means they were inquisitive. What is this deity worship? What is there in this? Why these people are wearing bed sheets? Why they are putting paint on the head? Why they are shaving off the full head and keeping some hair here? Yes? What happens in this temple? What do these people do? Yes, so to find, these are some material kind of inquisitiveness they have. They are jignyasu. They're not directly inquiring the spiritual subject matters. Athato brahma jignyasa. They don't have brahma jignyasa. They have some jignyasa. Right? And the third one is those kind of people who are artharthi. Artharthi means they wanted some material profits out of it. Oh, I wanted to fulfill some material. I want to be a big businessman. Oh God, please bless me. Yes, something like that. Okay. And then finally, the soul was starving. Correct. True. We become happy like hippie. To become from hippie to happy. You can't be happy if you become hippie. And last one is that Jnani. Now, Jnani is one who knows, wants to know about Krishna. That's why he's the best. Teshvam Jnani Nitya. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Priyo Yi Jnani Noor Tyartham. Krishna says, na aham sacha mame priya. So, Jnani is the best because he wants Krishna. He has come for Krishna. Very good. So, people fall in this particular category. They somehow come. But we should not remain on that platform. So eventually, whatever may be our motivation to come to devotional service, but ultimately we have to come to the platform of na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, jagadish, kamay, mama janmani, janmani, shware, bhavata, bhakti, rahituti, toi. Life after life, birth after birth, I am willing to serve. That is the platform that you have to come. Yes? So I have a prayer to all the devotees. And personally, I have experienced such bliss in serving in the Krishna consciousness movement. Of course, again, condition of life as a brahmachari. So I really don't mind if birth after birth, if I get the same life. But yeah, morning program karo, preaching, keep doing preaching, and go on. There's no problem, absolutely. This life, I wish to go on forever and ever, because there is absolutely no question of material world. So I request you all to pray. If Guru wants, Srila Prabhupada wants, Krishna wants, that is, of course, they will not want. They'll say, rascal, you come back to God. Don't trouble us. You come back. Don't be here. You'll get lost. But however, that's my desire. I think we can go on. Because we are in spiritual world in Prabhupada's moment. Right? So going to Krishna and asking for material benediction is like going to a diamond shop and asking for, come to diamond shop. Diamond shop, everything is available. There are varieties of diamonds. The costliest are the blue diamonds. Yes? Per carat, it is billions of dollars, $5 billion per carat. Carat is 1/5 of a gram, is called a carat. So costly, blue diamond is the costliest. So you go to such shop, blue diamonds are available and whitish diamonds, all diamonds are available. But you go there and you ask, what do you want? Please tell us. Oh, we are going to give it away for free. Today, diamond wholesale, we are going to distribute. How much you can carry home, how much ever you want. We have unlimited supply. And the person goes and says, can you see in the corner? Yeah, what's there in the corner? Yes, can you see the window? I can see the window. Can you see the window pane? Yes, window pane. On that, can you see some dust? I can see the dust. Please give me some amount of it. What will you call such a person? You moron, you tumbo, dodo, fool. What are you doing? Going to corner of the place, you see the window, on the window pane, there is some dust. Please give me some of that dust. I just want that. Foolish person. That's how you go to Krishna and ask for material benediction. It's like that. I heard one more story. Many of you would have heard it. Once there was an old lady. This old lady was doing a job. She was not a woodcutter exactly. But the woodcutters would cut wood and she would transport from one place to another. So she was taking the wood, logs of wood and walking. And she became so exhausted, fatigued and tired. She called out, Krishna! Krishna! She called out. And the call was so intense, Krishna came. And Krishna appeared there and she was like very happy. Krishna, you come on my call? I said, yes, I have come, Mataji. What do you want? She says, thank you so much for coming. All I want is you please lift this log of wood from my right shoulder. It's paining a lot. And put it on the left shoulder. That's it. Thank you. And Krishna does that. Is there something else? And Krishna is eager. Why? Because Krishna, what kind of Lord he is? Yes. Atma Pradam Devam. Please ask for more. Please. Would you like to ask for more? She says, thank you. That's all I wanted. What? So this is asking material benediction from Krishna. It's such a height of stupidity that you make Krishna lift the load from here and put it here. Such a stupidity. Right? Next. Purport. A pure devotee never begs the Lord for material happiness in the shape of riches, followers, a good wife, or even mukti. The Lord promises, however, Aranyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. This is Bhagavad Gita 9.22. I voluntarily bring everything necessary for my service. Whatever you need for my service, it will be there. Hare Krishna. There is a beautiful shloka that comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Induleka Mataji, you can just put this. This is 5.19.27. 5th canto, 19th chapter, 27. We will all recite together. Beautiful words. This comes in the residence of Jambudvip praying, offering prayer to Krishna.
5:19:27. Thank you. Satyam dishat artitam artitondranam naivartadoya punarartitayata swayam vidatte bhajatam anichchatam ichchapidhanam nijapadapallavam. So, now you see the nature of Krishna here. Now somebody goes to Krishna with material desires. Yeah, we can go. Satyam, certainly, dishatya artitam artitah. Somebody is artitah nanam. Human beings go to Krishna with a material desire. They have an artha. They are artho. They have distress or they are artharthi. They have an interest. Yes, satyam dishat. It's very true that artitam, he gives it in eva, NDD. Artadaha. Artadaha means to give. He gives that. But he gives the artha in such a way, na eva artada yat punaha. But he gives the benediction in such a way that the devotee will not come back again for asking for material benediction. Artitaha yata. Got it? He gives material benediction, but he gives in such a way that that devotee will never again come again and ask for material desires. No, he will not come for material desires again. Why? Swayam vidatte bhajatam anichchatam. Because Krishna gives himself also personally to his devotees. Anichchatam, you never asked for it. He never asked for it, but he did bhakti, right? He did devotional service. So I give. Ichchapi danam nijapada pallavam. Because the moment one gets the taste of serving the lotus feet of Krishna, any coming in contact with Krishna in any manner, a person cannot desire anything else. Isn't this verse very hope-giving? Very, very hope-giving. You never asked for Krishna, but you kept chanting. Don't worry. Krishna is merciful. If he wants, he can. He can. He has the ability to give himself to us if he wishes to. That's the beauty behind this verse. Correct? Hare Krishna. And that is what has exactly happened. Thank you so much. We will go to the next verse. Yeah, that's what has happened exactly with our mother Diti. And now, what is Indra going to do? Indra is going to little bit lament. Yes, he's going to lament. At the same time, he's going to be amazed. So we'll see the 76th verse. Tadidam mama daurjanyam balisha mahiyasi kan chantum arhasi matastvam dhishtya garbha mritottitaha. Can I explain the meaning first and then we go for the translation? I'll explain. You can keep the verse so that devotees can also see the meaning. Yes. Mama daurjanyam. See, tadidam. What I have done here, mother, tadidam. Mama daurjanyam. I have performed a very sinful deed. Although I am a devata, I am the king of heaven. I perform a hellish activity. Balishasya. Like a fool I have performed. But you are a great lady. Mahiyasi. Unto you, who are a great noble lady. Shantu marhasi, because you are great and I am fallen, I request you, Shantu marhasi, please forgive me. Matastvam, you are my mother, na, after all. You are my mother, please forgive me. Dishtya garbho mritottita, although I killed the children in your womb, I destroyed your embryo, but mrita uttitaha. Mrita means killed, uttita means they have resurrected. Yes, they have again become uttitaha, they have become alive. That's something very amazing. They didn't die. So in one sense, I have not committed any offense to you. Yes, now somebody can read the translation. Anybody else? Yes, we'll give Rajya Lakshmi Reddy Madhav. Okay, no. Read it, please read. Next translation, you can read.
I have to read, Prabhu, or someone else. Okay.
Anita Mataji can read. Next one, we'll give Rajya Lakshmi Madhav.
Okay. Oh, my mother, oh, best of all women, I am a fool. Kindly excuse me for whatever offense I have committed. Your 49 sons have been born unhurt because of your devotional service. As an enemy, I cut them to pieces, but because of your great devotion, they did not die. Jai.
Did not die. So here, we'll have a small discussion and then we'll go ahead. If you see in the beginning, both Diti and Indra had a malicious intent. What was Diti's intention in serving Kashyapa? Diti's intention to serve Kashyapa was, I want the son to kill Indra. So this is duplicity. He never had intention to please Kashyapa. He was doing with a malicious intent. Similarly, same duplicitous fellow, one more duplicitous fellow is there. Who is that Indra? Indra was also duplicitous. he was rendering service to Diti. Why? Because he wanted to kill the womb, kill the embryo of Diti. See, both had duplicity in the beginning. But now by listening to the statements of Indra, we clearly understand that he is having a transformation of heart. So Diti got transformation of heart by doing devotional service to Lord, and Indra got transformation of heart by doing devotional service to a devotee who is serving the Lord. So Diti became Dasi, Indra became Dasanu Dasi. Because of that, he also got transformation. Both got transformation of heart, and both the duplicity was finished. And now they have got, both of them are exhibiting a very simplicity in behavior. Yes? Amazing, right? Okay. Next. One more thing. I wanted to share one more thing. This section of Bhagavatam I wanted to share. So Diti did not practice bhakti in the right intent. Now we'll just go through the devotional service in three modes. Indulekha Mataji, 329.8. Third canto, 29 chapter, 8 verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is three types of devotional service. So this is devotional service performed. Devotional service is beyond three modes. But the practitioner of devotional service in ignorance. Abhisandaya yohimsam dambam matsaryam evama samrambi bhinna drigbhavam mai kuryat sa tamasi. So tamasah. What is he doing? Simple way to, I made an acronym for this. It's called PAVES. P-A-V-E-S. Such bhakti paves path to hell. PAVES. P for pride, A for anger, V for violence, E for envy, S for separatist. So Diti comes in which category out of this? Anyone? Quiz. Easy quiz.
Envious.
Only envious?
Anger and separatist?
Only anger?
Actually, mode of darkness, completely everything.
Everything, you're right. Diti had all of it. So she was completely practicing her bhakti like this only. But you see the power of devotional service, that Krishna purified her intention also. So now, again, we'll close. Please close. Now we saw the sloka Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yajana Paripasate. In that Krishna says, I preserve what you have, and I provide what you lack. So Krishna has done both for Diti because she performed Ananya Bhakti. He preserved her children and he provided her the intent through Bhakti. Isn't that amazing? He preserved her children and he provided her the right intention to do Bhakti. My spiritual master always says, Bhakti is about intentions. He says this in his lectures many times. Bhakti is all about it, and that's what she didn't have. But she was faithful. She continued her practice. Krishna provided her with the right intention to do devotional service. And he preserved her womb. Both he did. Yoga, Shemam, Vaham, Yaham, personally. That's what Indra is saying. Personally, Krishna has protected your womb. And Krishna has also provided. And we can see ahead that Krishna provided her the right intention to do bhakti also. Both. Because now she is no more envious. She is no more angry. Paves, P-A-V-E-S. No, it's not there. It's all finished. She has become a pure-hearted Vaishnavi. After this, we will never find Diti doing anything, any nonsensical thing of this sort. Never. He will become a very pure-hearted soul. Next verse. So this shloka number 77. Now what is Indra going to do? Let us see. So Shukadeva Goswami takes the mic now. The mic is with Shukadeva Goswami. He is announcing. Indrastaya bhyanuja gnyatah Suddha bhavena tushtaya marudbhi sahatam natva jagamatri divam prabho. Can someone read? Yes, Rajalakshmi Mataji. We are given her chance. You can read, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, Diti was extremely satisfied by Indra's good behavior. Then Indra offered his respects to his aunt with profuse obeisances, and with her permission, he went away to the heavenly planets with his brothers, the Maruts.
Haribo, so nice, na? Those were with the intention to kill, she is blessed. And the children who were meant to kill, they have become servants of Indra. Such is the powerful process. So, I was listening to lecture of my Shiksha Guru, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. That Prabhuji was telling there that Diti wanted, because now here is all demonic association. So Diti told Indra, please take them away. Don't keep them in the association. They'll get spoiled. You take them to heavenly association and be there. Also, Prabhuji in this context only told, he was telling about Krishna Janmashtami. Amazing point he was making. That Kamsa had a change of heart after Yogmaya. So Vasudev ideally should have taken Kamsa and put him in right association. Problem is, Kamsa went back to his ministers, and those ministers who were very demoniac and evil-minded fellows, they changed the mind of Kamsa. They changed his mind again. Otherwise, Kamsa had got, was feeling a little bit transformed. So Diti did not want her children to remain, because ultimately the root cause of all bad qualities is bad association. The root cause of anarthas is bad association. This we say na atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya laulyamcha shadbir bhaktir vinashyati. These six items will destroy your devotional service. These six items, from where you will get janasanga. That is the root cause. By materialistic association, we get all these bad things. So Diti did not want her children to stay in materialistic association. You please take them to heaven where they're all devotees. Take them to ISKCON and keep them there only. Right? Ribol. Amazing, right? Nice. Last verse. Yeah, 78.
Evam te sarvam akhyatam yanmam tvam paripachasi mangalam marutam janma kimbuda abhuya kathayamite.
I would like to explain this. Evam te, thus. Evam te sarvam akhyatam. I have explained to you everything. About whom? Marutam janma. About the activities of Maru, as per Yammam Tvam Pariprachasi. Whatever questions you had asked me, Pariprachasi, Tvam, I have explained everything to you. Mangalam Marutam Janma. Now, this Mangalam word is very, very important. This is very auspicious birth of Maruts. Because Maruts are born as a result of devotional service of Diti. That's what makes the birth auspicious. Correct? So, those mothers practicing devotional service when their children are in the womb, definitely children are going to be very wonderful devotees. Yeah, they're going to be very wonderful devotees. Kim bhuya kathayamite. What else you want me to explain? Please tell me. I'm willing to explain more. This is the eagerness of speaker. You see, he sees Parikshit Maharaj is so eager. See, if the audience is eager, the speaker also feels like giving more time to audience and give mercy. So kim bhuya kathayamite. See the eagerness. Yes. So now please close. I'd like to share the extremes. Because of improper behavior and conduct, from Diti's womb came demons. And because of proper conduct of devotional service, the same Diti produced demigods. See this? Two demons who terrorized the universe, and now 49 demigods who are rendering service to us even today. Because of them, we are able to. They are the air gods, Maruts. Yes, Maruts are air gods, and because of them, we are able to breathe, we are able to do so many things. Maruts are in action. That is why things are moving. The universe is in action. See, what a contrast. So the contrast, what made the difference is bhakti. So if you go and read 3rd canto 14th chapter, the pregnancy of Diti in the evening. Yes, and this 6th canto 18th chapter. You can see the contrast. There bhakti was lacking. That was motivated by lust. And Kashyapa immediately went for it. It was motivated by lust and envy. And this was also motivated by lust, envy, anger, everything. But here, we gave her a child after performing bhakti. We performed devotional service, and the same womb of Diti, which had produced Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they produced Maruts, demigods. Amazing, right? So we'd like to pause here and open for discussion. Anybody wants to share something, ask something, we can definitely have. Yes, please.
What a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Amazing, amazing class. But two points that really stuck my heart, and I'm guessing everybody's heart. You know, Krishna, how he preserves and and how he gives. That was such a beautiful point, Prabhuji. Just amazing. And at the very last power of bhakti, the same Diti who produced Danavas, and now the same Diti with the power of bhakti has given 49 demigods. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nice, nice, nice. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, any comments for Prabhuji, you can please raise your hand and unmute yourself. Our very dear Prahlad Anand Prabhuji is there. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam. Prabhuji, you can unmute.
Sorry, Prabhuji, please unmute. Can
you hear me, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji, you're very clearly.
Okay, thank you very much. I was not able to unmute earlier. Okay. Prabhuji, a very, very nice class, but I wanted to find out that mnemonic you gave me for, you know, this anger, envy, pride, and I just missed that. So what was that really? Was it price or pride or something? What was that?
Balbhad Kripapu, I couldn't get the question. PAVS, okay, acronym, P-A-V-S.
Oh, yeah,
it PAVS.
Yes,
PAVS.
PAVS, okay. So,
PAVS apart to Tamas. PAVS right. Apart. This, and I have made acronym for the next one also. If you want to see bhakti in passion, it is FOS. FOS means enemy, right? Fame,
yes.
Opulence, and enjoyment. Who are after fame, opulence, and enjoyment? That is passion.
Okay.
And Satviki is simple, who wants liberation. Is in Satviki. Easy to remember. I actually make such acronyms for myself to study properly, so that I remember.
No, you should give us this, because these are really diamonds. You actually blue diamonds. You know these acronyms.
Yes, so surely.
Help us to remember many things, and I always follow those kind of.
It's easy to remember and apply in our life. Right, yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, another thing was, you know, as you mentioned about the you know, change of mentality with doing bhakti. Bhagavan Krishna very clearly says, apiche sudhuracharam bhajate mamanyan ananyabhag sadhurem samantan. And then he says, sikram bhavati dharvatma. Any bad person, even, you know, goes to Lord Krishna for doing some bhakti, even for material akam sarvakam or mokshakam udharati, everyone, it gets purification. Lord Krishna is a purifying stone in our heart, you know, and it just cleanses everything. Dunoti samalam Krishna salila shindhya sasarat. That also is like that. So this was a really good class you gave us, and it actually purified some of my impurities too. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Always.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your encouraging words.
You are actually a blue diamond, Prahladananda Prabhuji. Your association is like, you know, Prahlad Lad Daine, and your Prahlad Anand Daine too, Bhakti Sangha Chabad. Please keep joining us, Prabhuji. Very amazing devotee you are, Prabhu. Please bless all of us. Our very dear, His Grace Sukhara Krishna Prabhuji is there too. Hari Bol, Sukhara Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Balabhadra Prabhu. After your initiation, you look very shiny. I can see some tejas coming.
Six. All Guru Maharaj is for Guru.
Name also Balabhadra.
His body is for Guru Maharaj.
So all your anarthas has gone. Balabhadra Kripa Das. So all anarthas gone. Good. Sanatan Prabhu, as usual, you are the best speaker and best to listen also. So today you told that Diti came with an intention to kill, but she became a friend of Indra. Indra also wanted to kill the child, and they became the brother of Indra. So in the material world also, the people with enviousness, but they keep doing devotional service, will it convert into some positive as a devotee?
I'll show you the verse. Chapter.
Yeah.
I'll show you a verse. This is a beautiful verse. This is again 5:18. Jambudi presidents have actually given amazing prayer. The fifth canto. These prayers are very amazing. Swastyastu vishvasya khala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani sivam mithodiya manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje aveshatam no mati rapya hetuki. Prabhu, you can read the translation.
May there be good fortune throughout the universe and may all envious persons be pacified. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Person, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in. What is the verse number, Prabhu?
This is 5:18:9.
Okay.
I'll tell you. So, what if we all together do bhakti, the envy will end. Number two, mind will be peaceful because of the end of envy. And we will have love for Lord, and we'll think of each other's welfare. Amazing, right? So what happened in Diti and Indra is each one of them had their own interests. That's why there was clash. But the moment their interest became Supreme Lord, they had a common center. Krishna became the center of their life. Immediately they developed friendship and affection for each other. Everybody's center became Krishna. So whenever there are clashes, we need to understand, we need to check if Krishna is the center or is it our self-interest. This will answer the question. Thank you, Prabhu. So Khala is the envy.
Thank you so much.
The villains. They will be purified.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. I'm in the hospital, that's why I'm not able to concentrate. My mother is getting discharged. With all the prayers of devotees, she's getting lifted.
Definitely.
Hare Krishna.
Definitely.
Hare Krishna, very, very beautiful answer, Prabhu. When the center is Krishna, then everything is okay. Otherwise, we all will be fighting somehow or having our own things. And Prabhu, can I add something? Prabhupada will be so happy, Prabhuji. Because, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, my preachers should be like lawyers. And as soon as the Prabhu asked, you gave the thing from the Shastra. That was so beautiful, Prabhuji. That was so Shastri Parman. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for
being here. I know very few verses only.
So are Prabhuji, you're like,
I know a little bit I'm using.
So, dear devotees, if there are no more questions.
There's a question in the chat by Khushbu Mataji. This is not about this class, but wanted to ask, after initiation due to work, if you have to eat outside food without onion, garlic, Prabhuji, is it okay? It goes aparat to my Maharaj. So one thing we need to understand, even yesterday's my Siddhivat show was about this only. Many a times this is a very innocently asked question. There's no intention of me to smash this devotee or the question, but I'm just speaking what Shastras are explaining. And Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada's mood was, we are Krishnaitarians. We eat only what Krishna eats. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's an entire chapter of Mahaprabhu releasing the Adharamrita of Krishna. Adhara is the mouth, Amrit is that which flows from Krishna's mouth. So Prasad is Krishna's Adharamrit. And that is the only feast that we want to have. Nothing else. Correct? So this is the standard of devotee in initiation. We have to create that facility. And if we have where there is a will, Gauranga shows the way. It will happen. Because we should have that sincerity that I will only take Krishna Prasad. I will not take anything less than Krishna Prasad. No. That's not my standard. So if you maintain this particular desire, definitely Krishna will show us that there is a way. It's available. We simply have to find it. And if we pray to Gauranga, everything is possible. Katanchane smrite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat sri chaitanya namamyaham. So basically it is said that katanchane smrite, some or the other, you remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Duskaram sukaram bhavet. Most difficult thing will be the easiest thing for you. And vismrite viparitam syat. You forget him, then the most difficult thing will become easy for the most easy thing will become most difficult. So remember Gauranga and eat only Krishna Prasad. Suresh Prabhu has a question, I think. I can take this as the last question.
Okay, Prabhuji.
I have to go out. I have to travel almost 20 miles. Okay, and go now. Reach in the evening, I will go.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. Yes, thank you so much for your wonderful class, Prabhuji. I just now you said it, that we should have only the Krishna Prasad. Of course, it is said by all the devotees, but then, when you are traveling for your businesses or something, like that, or if you go to the relatives who are not the Krishnaites, But then there we have to eat it. We have no choice. So in that circumstances, like what should be our consciousness when we are having that kind of a situation, Prabhuji? How to tackle that situation?
Oh, yes. Now in certain circumstances where it's not at all possible, we can beg forgiveness from the Lord, chant 3 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra and take. That's actually impossible. But personally, I would tell these relatives only if it is Krishna Prabhu, I'll come to your place. Otherwise, I'll not eat. And they want to please. They agree. See, it's about two things. Presentation and representation. If you represent the devotee nicely and we present Krishna conscious philosophy nicely, anyone will accept it. So, presentation and representation. So, let's try our best. And Krishna can do wonders. Krishna can do wonders. I remember as a college student, I wanted to take Kantimala and actually, you know, have non-onion garlic food only in my house. So somehow my mother got convinced in my second year. I don't know how. I just prayed to Lord. I don't want to take onion garlic. And she got convinced. And my father also did. My mother is here. She's here in the call. She somehow got convinced. And she started praying. Very nice.
But then when we go outside, you know, when we are going outside, like when we especially go outside India and all, when for our business travels.
Yeah. So somehow by Prabhupada's mercy, some centuries there, Prabhu. Devotees are there everywhere. You'll find devotees, Prabhu. Yes. They are there. They will help. Yes. But anyway, there's nobody there, then we have fruits, milk, we have other options also. We'll try our best. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hari bol. Sorry, Prabhuji, I have to interrupt. We want to see your mother, Prabhuji, please.
Oh, sure, why not?
Yes.
She's here. Yeah, Neeta. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanu Pranam, Mataji. Mataji, on behalf of everybody here, we would like to thank you, Mataji, for giving us a gem of a son, Mataji. I don't know who is more fortunate, us or you. You gave him to us and we are listening to Prabhuji's so many beautiful classes, Mataji. Mataji, you can please unmute yourself. Yes. Hare bol.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam to all devotees. It is all mercy of all devotees, Prabhuji. I am just instrument. Everything is all Lord Krishna's mercy and all devotees' mercy.
Thank you so much.
She's chanting 16 all so many years now.
You have she's done
Bhakti Shastri. She receives the shelter of Guru Maharaj very soon.
Are wow, Mataji. Mataji, you have, you know, all glories to you. It's very difficult to give your son to Krishna. It's saying is very easy, doing is very difficult. But you have done it, Mataji.
I'm fortunate both my parents attend my classes. Both are there. They sit separately and attend. They're in the same house.
Mataji, so we call him Prabhuji with all of the love. Mataji, so what do you call him? Prabhuji?
Yes. Sanatan Dharan Prabhu. He calls me His Grace Sanatan Dharan Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji, we are very grateful to you, Mataji. That is a big service to humanity. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Prabhuji, please, can you take question of Indulekha Mataji? I know you have to leave.
I'm obliged. She's doing so much service.
Yes.
Sorry, I was so tempted to ask the question when you answered Suresh Prabhuji's query. Prabhuji, what is the easiest, most simplest answer that we can give when someone asks us, why is it that you don't eat onion garlic or egg or whatever else?
Why? The second part?
Yes, why? Why do we, what is the simplest reason that we can give for why we don't eat onion, garlic or egg?
Medical reasons. Medical, biological. How your brain cells are killed by onion and garlic. Your entire system is completely destroyed. Your bodily system is destroyed by onion and garlic. You stink. There's so many reasons. There are so many videos on the YouTube. We can just pure the forward in the video. They have done.
Okay, thank you so much.
Personally, whichever reason I'm convinced of, we need to be convinced of a particular reason. Let me say that. When I heard first time the poisonous effect of garlic on the brain cells, I wanted to be a brainy person. I'm not one, I'm a fool. But still, that was my main motive. So whatever convinces you, you can only promote that which convinces you. You can go through the list and one point that convinces you, you can definitely give it. Thank as you. Your point.
And
okay? Medical reasons is best. And they will also give up. medical or biological reason, how it is horrible. They are very hardly, see, blood-brain barrier. Onion garlic crosses the blood-brain barrier. So many know, allergies. Allergy is an excuse people give, but you tell scientifically, they'll also stop. Okay. I think I need to take a leave now.
Thank you.
Lots, huge thank you. Way to go.
And thank you Geeta Mataji for again for joining our group class, and thank you again for whatever you have done for the humanity, I would say. Thanks. All glories to Srila Prabhu. So dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpataru
Vyasya Sipasindhu
Vaivaita Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. Disgrace Sanatan Dharam Prabhu Ji Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Wonderful.